This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from Fan Run Radio Studios, the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. A little Thursday night football going to be happening tonight as it is Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was football team Giants tonight, a little NFC Beast matchup.
Yeah. I do not have a pick prepared
yet. You can hear our excitement in our voices.
I actually am excited.
It's going to be a decent game.
It's football. I don't really care.
But
I'm still at the point, like week six, I'll probably start being like, okay, Thursday night, what a garbage matchup. But right now, there's going to be football on my TV.
That's fair. I'll concede that point. But at the same time, I will say, this is like a 17-13 game. Like, that's the energy it's giving off. Taylor Heineke.
I think the under is a play tonight.
Yeah, no matter what.
It's low.
Even if it's
this
10 points, I might take the
under. I
looked
this morning, it was 40.
That's still 2020. Like, that still seems like that could possibly happen. Like, there could be.
Oh, for sure.
Five touchdowns in this game, but Heineke, Daniel Jones, that doesn't get me excited.
I don't believe it's going to be beautiful football, but it's going to be football nonetheless, mm-hmm. and I'm going to watch it.
It's fair.
As we all are. I have a feeling it's still going to be pretty good numbers. You're not going to watch it?
You can take one number off the list.
Really?
I will not be watching tonight.
Yeah, the spread.
I might tune in. I might watch a few minutes of it. I'm not getting ready, popping popcorn for the first quarter and watching it start to finish.
I will probably bet the under and then just try to, you know.
It's fair.
Try to just get through the ugly football. Because it'll be ugly, but it's going to be okay.
I'm not even just avoiding it because it's ugly. I just, not a big NFL, or I like the Whoa. NFL. I don't like saying I'm not a big NFL guy. I just am much more of a college football guy, and so it takes an actual good game to get me going, or a good slate.
But
Sunday,
it's not an or situation.
No. Not saying that. I'm not going to watch college football tonight. I just, college football is the type of football I'll sit down no matter what two teams are playing and watch, just because I like college football.
Right.
NFL... Sundays, I'll watch the Titans play, and I'll watch if there's a really good 420 game or a really good nightcap. I'll watch those games, but I'm not the type of guy who's going to be paying attention to every single snap of all of the games and all the slates. I got things to do. I have interest. I have hobbies. It's not just football and sports talk radio. You
do
a good job of getting your hobbies done quickly, so then by football season, you've already gotten all your hobbies
out.
Yeah,
the summer is where I thrive.
Yeah, you played golf,
played
chess, told me you're going to be a pro in both, and now you're just ready to watch football.
I still play chess. I've got a chess game going right now. I'm not playing it at this moment, but...
Every time I mention that, oh no, I have a chess game going right now.
I do.
I've
had like a permanent chess game going for the last little bit.
Permanent
it's been good.
Chess game.
Yeah, I found someone else who likes chess, so we've been going back and forth. It's good.
Glad you found another nerd in the world.
There's, you know, a lot of people like chess.
Yeah.
Don't hate on it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have a lot of sex. It's just how it is. You know what I mean?
You know, they don't go hand in hand.
No, I fall in the category of not a lot of sex. I just don't play chess. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure. Maybe you should. Maybe that's the key.
Other than the lack of sex, how's your day been?
It's been, you know, A lot of hard work, you know, was out in the elements again today, landscaping, doing, you know, some back-breaking work. But, you know, I'm all cleaned up now. I feel good.
It's good.
You know, went most of my day, you know, when you work outside, you pretty much spend the whole day just feeling sticky, you know, on a day like today, really humid, really hot.
You're talking to the landscaper at the station.
Right, you know.
I do shows, right? I don't even have time to get dressed, cleaned, or anything.
Yeah, so,
I come in and do a radio show sticky.
So I'm feeling...
Not even when I only do landscape. Sometimes I just pour Coke all over myself.
You just like the feeling,
get real
huh?
sticky.
You just enjoy the sensation of stick.
I love stick.
Okay, well, that's fair. But I'm feeling right now the best I have all day. I mean, I started my day immediately to work and just, you know, sweaty, hot, awful out there. Got the job done, feeling good. And now I'm nice and clean, feeling fresh, ready to do a show. That's been pretty much my day. Came straight here.
Fair enough.
So... But ready to watch football tonight. That's really, that's what I've been pushing towards.
Hard manual labor? Easy manual labor?
Hard. It wasn't good. You know, a lot of hand tools, you know, shovels and you know, other things.
Do you not know what another tool?
I mean, we use like shovel.
Shovel
we
would never be the first shovels, tool that pops
mattocks,
in my brain.
Shovels, mattocks, rakes, you know, hammers.
Fair.
All sorts of stuff. Fair. A lot of work. Wasn't good. I got some a little too much sun on my face and shoulders.
Knees and toes.
The knees are, you know, well protected against the sun.
Fair enough.
You know. We're doing all right though. How was your day, man?
It was solid. Had a day job interview today.
There you go.
Trying to get out and
chasing the bag.
Do some minimum wage, but yeah, chasing the bag nonetheless. Little over minimum wage, we'll say.
I was about to say.
I don't know. But no, it was an interesting job description. It was a hospital barista. And I was like, that sounds like something that you would get some interesting characters.
Get a lot of people through there.
Yeah, but also not have like an insanely busy rush or anything like that. It's just people who are there and doctors and stuff like that. Went and applied there, got the interview and everything. Think I might have gotten the job.
Think you nailed it?
Gonna hold off on all the high praise or the for sureness of it until I actually get the job, because there are some hoops to jump through, as the lady said. I got to make sure I get all my blood work in. Got to make sure I get all... Like, she wants to make sure I have a diploma, which I'd have no idea where that is.
Ooh, I couldn't find mine if I needed to.
Got
to
go find my diploma and a couple other things like that. But other than that, you know, it was a pretty,
there you go.
Pretty solid morning. I felt very... funny. I haven't talked to people who aren't named Tucker Holt, Russell Smith, or my roommate's name in quite a while, and so it felt nice to talk to two strangers and just they could have just been very nice to me during the interview process, but it seemed like I got them on my side. It seemed like I was making them laugh, you know. It seemed like they liked me.
That's usually a good sign.
Made me feel nice.
Yeah. It's a good feeling to walk out of an interview and be like, I nailed that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't even think I nailed it. I felt funny. I'm a terrible interviewer, just because interviewee. Yeah, vice versa, both.
Did you ask them any questions? That's a good
quite
interviewee.
A few. Quite
there
a
you
few.
Go. That's what you got to do. They like that.
I think my first question, which again, I'm just not a good interviewee. Like I only care about the things I care about, and I don't care about the things I don't care about. And so my really only big question was, where do employees park? Because I was lost driving around like this giant hospital parking lot.
So that was your first question, is where do employees...
Maybe not first, but it was definitely the one I was thinking about the most.
You had to know. Am I going to have to walk far?
Well, I
was at the main...
So I went and parked next to the helipad that's out there, and I got real scared that I was in the wrong area, that that was for helicopters only or something like that. And
yeah,
so
it's for when people... Yeah,
I parked right on the H, and I was like, this... no one's here. Like, this seems like an easy spot.
Pretty open, not in anybody's
There's a gate and everything. No one can come get my car.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty nifty they gave you that. That's the employee parking.
Yeah,
that's where everybody parks.
Yeah, it stands for hospital employee parking.
That's what
Big H does.
The
yeah.
Big H, so people can see it. That's what that's all about. Yeah.
But no. I think I wouldn't say nailed it, but I think
feel confident.
No, I like feeling funny. I don't care if I get that job. I just enjoy making people laugh, because it gives me serotonin and gives me self-confidence to have good conversations with people. Everybody I talked to today laughed at least once. Don't know
go.
If it was because of me or at me or where the laugh was being directed, but at the end of the day, I got a couple smiles, and so
there
that made me feel nice, made me feel inspired to come in here and ruin all of that momentum with some bad jokes.
Just completely hit a brick wall. That's what you strive for.
That's what we strive for. No, I mean, I was feeling like a 5'4 man with pretty eyes and some tattoos on the body. I don't know if you saw this report, but the D.C. Police Department tweeted out today, stabbing 600 block of Maryland Avenue, Northeast, LOF, I believe BM stands for black male, light complexion, no shirt, tattoos on the body, pretty eyes, 5'4", black clothing.
Pretty eyes. What color would that be? Pretty eyes. So the person...
It's the color you get lost in.
Imagine having such pretty eyes that you stab somebody... And the witness is still like, his eyes were really pretty. Like, I saw him, and I get it. He stabbed somebody, but they were kind of dreamy. I mean, hey.
I thought it was a very funny description. Huh. Just like, keep a lookout for a very hot, bloody man.
Yeah. I mean, they made sure you knew he was good looking. Which, I mean, maybe that was information.
Not to get too political here, but this is the problem I have with the police department is, I mean, you see it all the time with how big true crime and these things are nowadays with the podcast, the documentaries, all that jazz. They're doing their best job to get women obsessed with a serial killer before he's even a serial killer. Yeah. Like Ted Bundy just had women flocking all over him. John Wayne Gacy, probably not, but maybe. No, you know what I mean?
Not as many.
A lot of serial killers or a lot of criminals always have females who are just obsessed with them because they're just as crazy as the serial killer.
Right.
They're just not good with their hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But like, they're
more followers.
They're part of the problem. Pretty eyes. Now all these horned up serial killer moms are going to be going out and looking for the killer. Like, hey.
They implanted that thought.
Do you want somewhere to stay, pretty eye man?
Yeah, people are going to be out there looking for a stabber. Wow.
5'4", though.
5'4", that's...
I would have thought this was you.
Come on, man. You think I got pretty eyes.
It said blackmail, so I knew it wasn't you.
Also,
but pretty eyes, 5'4", sounds like Tucker.
The pretty eyes, confirmed. Height, unconfirmed. Not true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly 6 foot tall, according to me, but nobody believes me. That's fine. I'll be 5'3". I don't care.
Speaking of tall things, did you see this story coming out? This tweet's from 36 minutes ago. I don't know when the story got announced, but a little bit of breaking news as Purdue and Notre Dame are things are getting kind of heated before the game even starts.
Ooh, okay.
Little band disrespect, if you will, as Purdue's band has brought the world's largest drum, which I don't think it's actually the world's largest drum, which seems like stolen valor, but that's besides the point. I'm just a little upset at stolen valor.
Is it not that big?
I mean, it's a big drum.
Yeah.
You'll understand how big the drum is once I get through the story, but it doesn't seem like there has to be, in the world of the world, a bigger drum than this drum. But world's largest drum to every one of their performances since 1979. Every single one of them since 1969, they have had the world's largest drum.
Oh, wow.
It'll miss this weekend's game, though, at Notre Dame because the Irish won't allow them to use the main tunnel, and the visiting team's tunnel does not fit the drum.
Oh, you cannot fit the drum into the stadium.
You cannot. I'm sure, I don't know what Notre Dame Stadium is. We'll just call it the cathedral for right now. But like, you can't convince me that they didn't build the cathedral with the idea that we should make the visiting locker room's tunnel smaller so Purdue can't bring their world's largest drum. That had to
That's
be
exactly,
the
that was,
plan.
That was what they were doing.
Yeah.
That was the point.
I'm sure.
Now you have to, you go all out, do you just get a microphone and the world's smallest drum? Really one-up them?
Wouldn't be a bad
idea. Go world record the other way? You know? It's like a grain of rice.
That's a good point.
But it's out there just thumping bass.
Yeah.
You know? That'd be impressive.
Would be pretty impressive.
Biggest gong?
I think you would still probably need a large tunnel for
How big do you think the world's biggest gong?
Probably bigger than the world's biggest drum.
You think so?
Gongs?
Yeah.
Gongs?
Yeah, you could make that bigger. Yeah, it's just a piece of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to spread a hide across of it at all.
I was wrong.
It's just a large bell.
Correct. I heard you. Yeah, I was wrong. I'm trying to think of other big instruments. How big is the...
Do you want me to Google how big this drum is?
I mean, there's no picture? Like any frame of reference at all?
I mean, like the people standing next to it carrying it are band kids, so I would say probably 5'9 at max, and they aren't the biggest individuals either.
Okay.
Looks like probably two of them stacked on top of each other would reach the top. So I'm saying around 12 feet by 12 it would be my guess. I don't know how wide it is, but usually circles are
It's not that big.
How big?
I Googled the picture.
Is the world's.
I Googled world's largest biggest drum. Apparently, that's the drum.
Is it actually the drum?
It pulled up that picture.
Okay, no, but it's because they call it the world's largest drum. That does, again, that does not mean that it's the world's largest drum.
Ah.
They just call it the world's largest drum.
Yep.
The world's, hold on. The largest drum measures 5.4 meters or 18 feet, 2 inches in diameter and 19 feet, 6 inches tall, and the weighs around 7 tons.
Okay, yeah. Purdue does not have this one.
No, I told you. I knew it. I knew it was a fact. And was created by...
You had to Google.
Before we even started the segment, I said this isn't the world's biggest drum.
You didn't know it. You assumed it.
Yong Dong Gun.
Oh.
Will you help me with this pronunciation?
Yong Dong
Gun. That's a Dong Gun. It's very funny to me.
Okay. All right. And then Suk Jae Lee.
Suk Jae Lee.
Yep.
Nick Saban probably loves that name. All South Korea.
It's in South Korea.
South Korea.
The world's biggest drum is in South Korea.
July 6, 2011.
Okay.
So how big is Purdue's drum? That's the question.
Not that big. It's not that big. Look at it. There's people.
I got you. It's not 18 feet.
We're doing
feet.
A very visual thing here.
It's not 18
on the radio. No chance.
It's not 18 by 19?
No. It may be 10.
It's 7 feet tall and 3
feet
wide.
Wow, what a wimpy, stupid drum they have at Purdue. Who cares? I'm glad you can't take it in the stadium. A bunch of idiots calling that the world's largest drum? Are you kidding me? When did they start doing this? Back before science was invented to make larger drums?
I believe it said 1979.
We had big drums before that.
We had big old
Korea,
drums.
Korea, what year was that?
2011, July 6.
Is when they made the big drum?
Mm-hmm.
The South Korean drum one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So maybe you got to drop the name. It's not the world's biggest drum anymore. Maybe for 5 minutes that was the biggest drum. And then someone said, hey, you know what? I bet we can make one bigger.
Yeah.
And then they did.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like... You know, it takes a ton of technology. You just need a bigger one. You just make it larger.
Okay. I know that football players aren't the tallest. They're tall. You can tell a football player is a football player compared to a non-football player. Don't get me wrong. Especially D1, Purdue, Notre Dame, any big old school.
Yeah.
This drum's only a little bit more than 7 feet tall, it says here. It doesn't give me an actual definition,
right,
but it says more than 7 feet tall and 3 feet wide. Does that mean like the visiting tunnel couldn't fit Yao Ming if he wanted to come to a game? That's a little messed up.
Certainly doesn't seem like a big visiting tunnel.
No.
Huh.
Like I'm 6'2", I feel like I'd have to duck.
Yeah, what kind of facilities do you have over there in Notre Dame? I mean, have you not updated yours since Rudy was playing? I mean, come
on. It's a good one.
Like what the...
Too busy focusing on running away the KKK from campus that they couldn't fix the football stadium?
Pretty much.
It's one of my favorite stories.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Back in the day, I don't remember when it was, but it was obviously when the KKK was still relatively prevalent in terms of actually wearing robes and burning crosses and not being behind the scenes with things. But I can't remember. I think it was when Notre Dame integrated or had a black football player or something to do with an African-American on campus, and the KKK showed up to voice their disapproval. And then all of the students at Notre Dame just, like, beat the crap out of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Threw rocks at them.
That's cool.
And just, like, ran them out of town. I can't remember the...
The first part of that story sucked, but the second part was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Shout out to those people whenever that
It was
happened.
Interesting to see robes versus robes. And to be on the side of the robes.
Wow.
The Pope's robes,
obviously. The Pope's robes.
Yes, the Pope's robes.
The famous Pope's robes.
The famous Pope's robes.
Yeah. Touchdown Jesus, he's wearing robes.
Touchdown Jesus?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence wearing a robe?
No. He wears a football uniform.
That's a good point by you.
Yeah. Sometimes a suit when he gets drafted.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that anymore, though.
I still can't get over that D.C. Police Department tweet. That made
pretty
me laugh
eyes.
So
the guy
hard.
Had pretty eyes.
5'4", light complexion, pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes.
Sounds like they're describing
Dreamy.
The new MVP, the Nickelodeon valuable player.
Might also
be a suspect in a stabbing in Maryland as 5'4", pretty eyes, light complexion, black male. Kyler Murray has won the first week one MVP award, the Nickelodeon valuable player. Thoughts?
First of all, we're doing this every week?
I love it, dude.
Okay.
All right. I'm so excited.
Do they get
about
a trophy?
This.
That's pretty cool.
I think they get just the Nickelodeon, just the MVP trophy that
That's cool.
Trubisky got.
It's a cool trophy.
It has a built-in kaleidoscope.
I mean, I like what Nickelodeon's doing, trying to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Or the NFL is doing, trying to get kids involved. That, I mean, at least that's a good thing.
If I gave you five. Actually, I think I could give you 100 guesses and you wouldn't get it. Do you know who presented the MVP trophy this week?
I saw the video.
Do you know who? Do you know his name from what show?
Ooh, I know the show.
What show?
It's Loud House. I've seen Loud House. All right, I've got young nieces and nephews.
It was like first starting to come out when I was just now getting off of Nickelodeon and moving over to like Animal Planet and Discovery and those like ESPN and stuff like that. But like I do have younger siblings and stuff like that, so I've definitely sat through my fair share of Loud House episodes. But yeah, Lincoln. From Loud
Lincoln,
House.
Lincoln, that's his name. Yeah, that guy. He gave out the award.
Love Lincoln.
On a screen.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Nickelodeon's Most Valuable Player presentation. This week's winner is, drum roll, please, Kyler. I like how they're also on first name
basis.
That's,
I noticed that as well. That was so funny. He didn't say Kyler Murray.
They didn't once say his last name. I guess they're just trying. Kyler. I guess it's a little bit more relatable to kids to just call someone by a first name.
Maybe.
But I thought it was very funny.
It's, you know, it's good. I guess it's a good thing. You know, I don't know who's voting. I'm sure, you know, I don't know who's doing the voting. But Kyler, I guess he deserved it. He played pretty...
That is actually interesting. I wonder who is doing the voting.
He played pretty well. I doubt it's a fan vote. It could be a fan vote, though.
They're probably not going to do a fan vote after the last one got hacked.
Yeah, they know. They know. It didn't get hacked. It just got took over.
Shout out to Barstool Sports for that, but they were doing a live stream during that game.
Yeah.
And Mitchell Trubisky won the MVP in a losing playoff game where I'm pretty sure he threw at least an interception and no touchdowns.
He did not play well.
No, we can establish that for a fact.
Yeah, he did not play well. They lost the game, and he was the MVP because a bunch of idiots, including myself, I voted for Mitchell Trubisky to be the MVP. We voted for him and got him the trophy. It was great.
I think the MVP will be airing every Wednesday.
Yeah, I would assume.
7 p.m. Pacific time. So,
okay.
So 8 p.m. No, 9. No.
What?
7 p.m.
Pacific?
Okay, now I'm confused because it says tonight at 7 p/6 c. What does that mean?
7 Pacific, 6 Central.
But that's going the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't know how time works, man. Don't ask me.
Bro, Nickelodeon's got me messed up now. Nate Burleson did a fantastic job, and shout out at Young Dylan.
It's P, 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, I get that, but why would they have the C next to,
Central, because it goes the other way.
Can't do that. You got to say
Eastern,
P.m.
Eastern, then Central.
You have to say P.m. because Pacific is a thing.
Well, P, okay.
But shout out Young Dylan as well.
Who's
12-year-old rapper from Annapolis, Maryland. Maybe he's the 5'4 stabbing suspect. Young Dylan.
Okay.
Do you have pretty eyes?
We got to check those.
He goes by the name Young Dylan, and him and Nate Burleson did a fantastic job presenting the trophy last night.
Oh, okay. Good for him.
My inner child kicks in when I see the MVP. I love this. I don't know if I'm alone in this, and I'm not doing it sarcastically. I like a lot of things sarcastically because I know other people don't like them. This is one of the few things I just genuinely, it just makes me happy.
The MVP is something that if I was an NFL player, like the only way I would get excited for the MVP was if I was an NFL player. And one day they were like, "Hey man, you won the MVP," and I'd be like, "Oh, cool!" And that would be
the extent of your excitement.
Yeah, and then I would get the trophy and be like, "Whoa!"
You
sick.
Don't think the resale value is probably pretty good
on the trophy?
Yeah,
I'm not selling that trophy. It's got a kaleidoscope in the bottom.
It's a good point by you.
I think sick. It's going right on the mantle.
It's true.
That's
true.
Like the centerpiece.
Yeah, that is.
If someone's selling those online, I'll buy one.
I think there's only one out there, and I don't think Trubisky's selling it yet.
Bummer.
Fingers crossed, though. Fingers
someone's
crossed.
Someone's made one.
I think that's what we're going to have to do. Tomorrow, when we're going over, I think we're going to do a little picks, previews, and stuff like that. But
yeah, I figured we would.
Instead of breaking down every game, just we're going to find the picks that we like and then bring them to you so we can say, hey, like this is what we like. This is a game that we're interested in. Instead of, I don't feel like breaking down every NCAA football game and every NFL game. Like that just gets boring to me. But we should bring in who we think this week's MVP is going to be.
Okay.
Or at least that's what
I like that.
Do.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
This week's MVP.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
That'd be fun. Whoever gets it right.
Oh, we might have to start an OTVP.
OT?
An overtime valuable player.
Do I win?
No, that's not how this works.
Oh, we're giving it out.
That would be like you listening or winning
we
listener
give it out.
Of the week.
No, it's cool. No, it's cool. We give it
Do
out.
Do you want to be listener of the week?
No.
Well, you don't even listen to the show.
I listen. I'm here. I'm aware.
OTVP.
Yeah. We need to vote on that.
I think that's going
to
be a thing.
People start calling in more.
No.
And maybe you could
No, it's
be...
not a listener thing. I'm just going to give it. I'm just going to give it to the most random football player I can find from this weekend. Maybe a football guy type
oh,
thing.
Oh, it's going that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find something I like.
All right.
I'll find something I like.
Sure, man.
We'll think about that and a lot more. Don't go anywhere. Overtime rolls along after this break. Overtime. Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys. Going up until 8 p.m., as always, like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Tucker Holt, Will Stevens, in here with you guys. Rolling until 8 p.m. Tucker, did you see what Clay Travis tweeted today?
I did not.
Don't bring him up a ton on the show, but it's what you expected in terms of it has to do with a mask. A mom whose two-year-old wasn't wearing his mask probably was kicked off an American Airlines flight. This is where we are. We've emboldened the biggest losers in our society to believe that they are morally virtuous. There we go. I got that word. Because they wear masks. I don't really want to talk about the mask as much as, like, how have we not figured out a way for babies to travel without bothering us? Because, like, I do, without the mask out of the way, like, I think it's very stupid for American Airlines to punish a mom who's just trying to deal with a two-year-old during the terrible twos.
How do you keep a mask on a two-year-old?
I mean, it's the same way with a diaper. You just you have to do it. But
at the
same time,
they got hands.
No, it's true. This is true. You can cut them off. But
that's true. You can do that. Some places let you do that.
Just make sure they don't have anything in their pockets,
yeah,
and you're good.
Yeah.
But no. Like I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, this 2-year old better wear a mask and shut up and comply with us. Like, he's part of the problem. I bet he's not even vaccinated. You know. Like, I'm not going to sit here and do all that. Like, I think that is just as stupid.
For a moment, I thought you were.
No. I'm not. Okay. I'm not going to try to make this
cool
grand stand type thing. I do think American Airlines is very, very. I don't know if stupid's the right word, but you got to read the room.
Yeah.
And there are instances where things, the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean? Like, you just got to shut up and go with it.
Shut up.
There's a lot of those things that happen, and this is one of them. I am for, though, this baby being kicked off for just being a complete ass. Maybe I was this way too when I was traveling, but like I don't understand how we haven't found an efficient way for babies to travel.
Like a bubble.
Or like just a safe compartment. Like we already have.
Compartment. We're going to stow them away.
I said safe.
Sure.
I emphasize safe. I said it with all caps.
Right. Okay. That
safe
was right out front.
Compartment. We already have luggage compartments.
Right.
I've laid down in a luggage compartment as a 6'2 man. Like, I'm sure a baby could fit in one of those. So why don't we figure out a way to be safe and quiet? Or just don't bring babies on planes. I'm sorry, but like,
sometimes you have to. You know? Sometimes you got a baby, you know.
Yeah.
You got to go somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
you
got to
drive across
also,
the country with a baby? That sounds way worse.
Yeah,
putting up with
a
baby crying for like 6 hours and then you're there.
Yeah, but again, you're putting it in the perspective of you're having to deal with the baby as a less. Now everyone's having to deal with the baby when
that
you put it on a plane.
I'm aware.
It is an aspect of inconvenience or inconsideration of others, and vice versa to people who don't have children or who have had children and forgotten of how much of a nuisance they are when they're still pooping in their pants.
They do that.
That is inconsiderate of you to just be like, come on, man, get your baby off the flight, which is where I'm at. Like, I'm still a young man who just hates kids, and so it's like, you can't bring a baby on a flight if it's going to act up.
I mean, some of them are cool on planes, right?
Yeah.
Some of them
aren't terrible. Some of them aren't bad at all.
I would think that's, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's like you're going to have bad apples with a large sum
right,
of people.
Right.
That's just how it
and
is.
And the altitude, you know, it messes with them.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I think you just create a bubble, a clear, you got to be able to see the child, mm-hmm. in my, you know, invention here. Just nice soundproof bubble, pop them in there, climate controlled, it's cool, you know, it plays tunes for the child.
How do pets travel?
And then
travel?
You can't hear them. In the stowaway underneath the plane, they stick them in crates underneath. They don't ride with the people.
And then,
in like the cargo,
have there been any like major like deaths?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, probably. Huh. You know, things happen.
We could try it out.
the dogs are safe. That's where, yeah. In your 19-year-old brain, dogs, babies.
Okay, no, I was having this conversation yesterday someone because I was explaining how, like, if I see a girl on Bumble or Tinder or something like that who has in her bio, like, I don't love you as much as my dog or something like that, or if, like, my dog doesn't like you, I don't like you. And it's just, like, especially when they're young. If it's an older dog who they've had for a while, I'll normally give them the benefit of the doubt of, like, that dog's probably pretty well-adjusted. But when it's, like, a puppy, like a 1 to 2-year-old dog and a girl who's 19 to 20-something, I don't trust that dog or that dog owner. And it's nothing against the dog. It's just I don't trust myself. I know I wouldn't be, and I'm probably better than most people, but I know I wouldn't be a great obedience trainer in terms of, like, there is
parts, you're pushovers, what you're saying.
Well, yes, there are parts of training animals, specifically dogs. Cats are much different. Fish, you don't have to train type deal.
Not really.
But, like, dogs are the closest step down from a baby you can get, where you do have to establish an alpha in the environment, in the relationship, no matter what. Most, this is not a sexist take, most females can't do that. Even if they try to, dogs can still see them in a single parent environment as not being the alpha, just because dogs aren't going to conform to societal standards of not being misogynistic. Dogs suck. Dogs are sexist, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
That's my number one point against dogs, is they're sexist.
Okay.
But also, like, there is an aspect of training a dog or obedience where it is borderline, I don't want to say abuse, but borderline what people think is abuse. Because no one's abusing their dog if they're doing it properly. You're training your dog. But there is a part where it becomes hard
there's
to
a
do.
Line.
Just like, you don't want to yell at your dog. You don't want to have to fuss at your child. Some people just want to be their child's best friend. But you still got to snap it into shape. And it's the same thing with a dog. Like, I don't trust people to train their dogs properly.
Sure.
Specifically young people.
Sure, I understand that. You know, you're barely a person at all. How are you going to train a dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still pretty young.
Exactly.
I couldn't properly train a dog right now, probably. I probably could.
I think I could, because I know the little...
I've had good dogs.
If anybody wants some...
on my own.
If you want a tip, a little trick right here, this is... I'm telling you, Mike...
you're the station, Caesar Milan?
Sure,
over here?
Sure. We can call... Like, I'm terrified of dogs.
You got the little clicker?
You have to do it when they're a puppy. But for anything that you need to get out of the way, if you, like, I don't like dogs barking every time someone walks past the window,
not
or something
cool.
like that. Like, being loud doesn't, I don't vibe with that. Some people don't mind the loudness aspect as long as they're not murdering somebody. So be it. I don't like them being loud, and I also don't like a dog biting, because at the time that they're biting, it doesn't hurt. But once they get older, it's going to start doing damage, and they're going to think that it's not that big of a deal. So the way to cure that, to cure their barking and to cure their biting, every time you're playing with your dog and it starts to bite on your finger, roof of your mouth. Push on it. You know, that's how you get rid of a brain freeze. All of the dog's nerve endings in their nose and area come to the roof of your mouth. It doesn't hurt them. It's just a system overload. If they bite you, push up on the roof of your mouth with your finger very gently.
Don't do it hard.
Yes,
don't do it to your own
bad.
Mouth.
Push up. If your hand is in their mouth and they start biting you, push up on the roof of their mouth. Overloads their system. Naturally, they'll just go hoo, hoo, and just start freaking out and pull their head away. They won't bite down. They cannot bite down. Naturally, instincts, they just pull their head away. I'm telling you, I learned this from a military dog advisor. I'm not lying to you when I make this up. It's the same thing with loud noises. If your dog is barking every time someone passes the house, every time your dog makes noises that are I'm trying to think of not reasonable noises, like, your dog can be a little yelpy, like huskies are yelpy, like to talk, same thing with chihuahuas, but if your dog's just barking at every single thing that happens in the house and you're tired of it, whenever that happens, again, same thing, just walk up to them, press your finger into the roof of their mouth gently, again, it'll do the exact same thing, system overload, and then slowly, after time, they'll be like, oh, every time I bite down on his hand, this thing happens where I lose my head and I have to back away. I wonder why that is. I bet it's because I'm biting somebody. I better stop doing that. Oh, every time I get really loud, this dude just puts his finger in my mouth. I should probably start barking so much. You know what I mean? That's how you train a dog.
Yeah, they learn. They're not stupid.
Exactly. That's my best advice.
I never heard that trick before.
It works. I promise you it works.
Okay.
I had to do it on a couple of my grandma's dogs.
And it works?
As a teenager,
they do it?
There's two of them that bark a ton, and then the two that I got to deal with and hang out with and basically kind of help raise, much quieter.
They don't bark anymore?
Much better behaved. Don't even use the bathroom in the household.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
incredible.
Nice. No big deal or anything.
Professional dog trainer, Will Stevens.
And I'm terrified of him. And if I can do it, that means you can too. That's what I'm saying.
Like, so motivational.
If I'm terrified of animals and I know how to train them, then there's no excuse for you not knowing how to keep your dog in check. That's all I'll say. But dogs are scary.
A little bit, yeah. They can mess you up.
Yeah, at any point.
Some of them can. Some of them.
Any dog could mess me up.
Not a Chihuahua. You're kicking a Chihuahua 60 yards. I'll give you that much.
I don't think I would.
A Corgi?
You're dead. No, but look, I don't think I would kick it.
Well, what if it, I mean, I don't think you would ever have to. I don't think the Chihuahua could.
Fair. Do any damage, you
know? Your ankles might get torn up a little bit. It might hurt. You might need some Band-Aids.
Catch me on the Achilles.
Could. That would be a... I don't even think a Chihuahua's strong enough to bite through your Achilles.
Fair enough.
You know? Moreover, puny little creatures.
More overtime next. Dogs are sexist. Hour one of overtime's final segment, starting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. This segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Week two is here.
Woo!
Seemed like we blinked and week one was gone, but don't worry, guys. We got week two right here, starting tonight. The fridge is stock. The recliner is ready. Now all you got to do is log into the FanDuel Sportsbook app and claim your risk-free bet. That's right. FanDuel is giving all customers, new and existing customers, a risk-free bet for week two of the NFL season. They got all the bets you could dream of. Over-unders, prop bets, same-game parlays. It's why they're the number one sportsbook in America. Easy to use, great odds, amazing, amazing, amazing odds boost. They also got the risk-free bets going on with it. Fast payouts, and it's easy to use. You don't have to really struggle through the app. Even the technological illiterate or the regular illiterate myself can still use the app just fine and dandy. And like I said, fast payouts. You get your money in as little as 24 hours. You don't have to chase anybody down. You don't have to wait, man. It just comes. It's right to you. Damn. So go ahead. Hit up FanDuel. Use FanDuel on any week two game. Bet the money line. Take the over. Throw some action on a prop bet or build a same game parlay. There's so many ways to play. Tucker, which way are you looking to play tonight?
Well, I'm already in on the under. It's raining. It's raining hard in Washington. Daniel Jones has he's a turnover machine. He has the most turnovers of a quarterback I've ever seen. I think this game gets clogged up in the middle of the field forever. I don't think you see a ton of red zone trips. I think you see field goals. I think you see punts. I think you see picks, fumbles. Also, it's going to be a wacky Thursday game. I think the under's going to hit. I truly do. It's 40.5 right now. That's low.
It's very low.
It's pretty low, but given the circumstances and the two teams that are going to be playing, it's going to be disgusting football.
Do you think since they are playing in Washington, they're going to be worried about a 5'4 pretty eyed man walking around with a knife?
The 5'4 pretty eyed man could be in the crowd tonight.
That's a good point.
So think of that whenever you're making your picks tonight.
That's a good point.
What kind of effect will that have?
Where's the man with the pretty eyes?
You know, a scared crowd. You know, do you have a scared crowd? Are the players in fear of their lives?
Hell, is it going to be a full crowd? People might stay home.
That's true.
I mean, that's the thing. If you're scared, stay home. I would be scared of a pretty man with a knife.
Maybe you're thinking taking Giants, you know?
Maybe.
The crowd won't be into it. You won't even be paying attention.
You did mention a different bet you were also looking into as well during the break. You want to bring that one up as well?
The interceptions?
Nope.
Or which one?
You mentioned something about overtime.
Oh, yeah. I'm also in on for them to go to overtime because this game has huge... You know, the teams are going to go to overtime. It just happens.
You think it's got OT energy?
It does. OT energy.
Is that disrespectful? I feel like we have OT energy.
If anyone should know OT energy.
Maybe we just have low T energy.
We do not have low T energy.
I definitely have
T energy.
I
OT energy.
I think I'm lacking T.
Yeah, I think this game goes to overtime.
Tyler?
If there's going to be a tie this season, it would be this game.
Really? See, we were talking about it during the break. I don't think so. I agree with you in terms of this does give off big tie.
It does. Two awful teams.
It gives off huge tie
Thursday
energy.
Thursday night.
Rain. I agree with you
it's
on all
It's a perfect concoction.
I agree with you on fronts. It does give off big tie energy. But I would be interested to know the last time a division rivalry game went to a tie. Because, yes, these teams give off big tie energy, but I always feel like it's a cross-conference battle between, like, the Bengals and the football team or somebody like that.
Sure. It's usually a weird game like that.
You know what I mean? And so that would be my only advice, is maybe steer clear of the tie just because it is two conference or division rivals more, rather. They need this win. They can't afford a tie between the two of them. But it would be very entertaining and very funny if it happened. I like the football team. Don't trust Daniel Jones. I don't know what the spread is right now, but I would sprinkle a little money line. It would be my advice. I don't have a best bet tonight. I don't really love this game. I like the slate more in college football than anything else, but I don't really have a best bet for you other than money line. Football team doesn't sound too bad. Daniel Jones just sucks. He's 5-0, I think, against the football team, but he's 0-5 in prime time. Over the span since 2019, has 40 turnovers and 18 lost fumbles. That's most from a quarterback.
It's bad.
Both categories since 2019. He's bad at the game of football. And when Dan Orlovsky is the only person saying, hey, man, give this guy a shot, he's going to be good, I know that he's not going to be good. So give me the football team money line and let me go to bed sound and sleepy.
You were thinking about that stat the last time two division rivals had tied, mm-hmm. 2018.
Huh, that's
Vikings-Packers.
Okay.
29-29. Weird game.
Fair enough.
Very weird game. So there is a precedent. It can happen.
Stand corrected. But those are two very different teams than the NFC
for
beast,
sure.
I feel
for
like.
Sure. No.
But yes, new to FanDuel. Sign up today using promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, to receive a risk-free bet of to $1,000. It's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. You must be 21 or present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling support. Call 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-889-9789. Hour two after this. Overtime, hour two, starting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. White Claw, crafted using quality ingredients. They're made from a blend of seltzer water, gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. They're only 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, 5% alcohol, and now available in 16 deliciously refreshing flavors. Please drink responsibly. White Claw Hard Seltzer, thank you for sponsoring us. Shout out to all my White Claw drinkers out there.
Woo!
Energetic White Claw drinker over there.
That's me.
Over there, Tucker Holt.
That's me.
Will Stevens in here with you guys. Like I said, White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios live overtime going up until 8 p.m. We were just talking about during the break.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to bring it up.
Let's continue with that.
It was a decent conversation. Derek Carr. Actually, I have a couple of questions I want to ask you about Monday Night Football, because we didn't talk a ton about it, and I did have some interesting thoughts that I wanted to bring up. We'll speed through them real quick. Derek Carr.
Yes?
You mentioned that Justin Herbert is the only AFC West quarterback right now as a Chiefs fan that you kind of are eyeing sideways of, like, come on, man. You don't really need to be good in the NFL. You can just, like, be average and not beat the Chiefs. That's what you were at least explaining to me.
Putting a little words in my mouth.
I put a lot of words
Mouth. I said none of that.
I got to talk. And
right.
So we,
but
it's like the Moth joke. I got to spread this out for 7 minutes. You know
so,
what I mean?
So, yeah, we were sitting here, and on the TV, there's SportsCenter, and they were showing some Chargers highlights, and I was like, you know, Herbert, you did get one thing right. I said Herbert is the only quarterback in the division that I'm kind of looking at sideways, like, hmm. Like, he really could turn into a really, really good quarterback. And so, you know, I look around the division. You got Derek Carr. I know what Derek Carr is.
But
everybody knows what Derek Carr is.
That's what we brought to the next point of the...
Right.
Many people think it's a new Derek Carr.
Some do.
He didn't look amazing. He didn't look bad, but he didn't look amazing in that win on Monday night. But
he won a football game.
Everyone was loving the post-game conference that he had complimenting Zay Jones, which I liked it. Like I like guys being nice. I like guys giving compliments. I'm never gonna be like, oh, that's soft. You shouldn't say nice things about another man. Like that's
man-tard.
Not the take I'm gonna have. But at the same time, it doesn't make you a better quarterback instantly just because you are a nice guy or finally able to talk to the media and show how nice of a guy you are. Like that doesn't make you better at throwing the football. So I wanted to have people kind of ease on the gas on that one.
Yeah.
Derek Carr is new and improved. Derek Carr just has longer hair and a tattoo.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much the only difference.
Like, he took the eyeliner off and that's it.
He looked like himself on the football field, honestly. It looked like the Ravens' defense was not very good
at all. They kept loading the box. Both those touchdown pass to Brian Edwards that ended up not being a touchdown.
I mean, awful
was the
coaching.
Exact same execution of the Zay Jones catch.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was the exact same play.
Yeah, bad. Horrible, horrible execution by the coaches. Or not execution, but, you know, scheming, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, Derek Carr didn't really do anything insane or special. I even said the other day, he did not even look good throwing that touchdown for the game.
No, he just had to sprint backwards and hope for the best.
It wasn't great. His form was ugly, and he was falling backwards and all this. He couldn't even look cool in that moment. I'm not even talking about, the ball got there. I don't care. I'm not saying it's a bad throw. Obviously, it was a good throw. It got there. He did score a touchdown. But
against air. That's not a good throw.
He just looks like a nerd on the football field at all times, and I really just can't. I'm not, you know.
You can't handle
I can't
beat
think
by
of him
nerd.
As a good quarterback.
The
Raiders,
the Raiders are the team that give y'all the most trouble, I feel like.
Out of the West, yeah, sometimes.
At least in my recent memory of last year, they beat you and then took you to OT in the other game.
Right. Yeah, no, they were all right last year. We also did not play well in those games.
Yeah, excuses.
But, I mean, sure, we still won.
One of them.
Yeah. What's it matter? We won more games than them. We're better than them.
Sure, sure. No, I'm not concerned about the Raiders. On that. But it brings me to my next point. I have two more points. This one, Zay Jones getting the touchdown catch. He's obviously the guy who stood up without any hands. I don't remember if you remember that. That's Zay Jones, the Buffalo Bills wide receiver who had the people going crazy because he stood up without pushing down off the ground.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that. Same as Zay Jones. He changed his jersey number to a single-digit number, which got me thinking about the other guys who changed their jersey number this season, because we talked about it when the report came out of, yes, guys are going to be able to start wearing single digits and whatever jersey number they want at any position, college rules basically, but you got to buy out your current jersey stock or match whatever's been sold in order to change your number. So if you're Lamar Jackson, for example, you're not changing your number because a lot of your jerseys have been sold and they have lot of yours in stock, which then made me think about, we talk about bittersweet moments on the show a lot, specifically a lot this week. That's the definition of a bittersweet moment of, like, I want to change my jersey number. And then you go up and like, hey, how much am I have to pay to change my jersey number? And they're like, $20. It's like, oh, really?
It's like, oh, really? I can afford it?
I didn't sell any?
Dang.
Hey, coach, how many jerseys do I got to cover for to change my jersey number? 11. What? 11?
It's like, buddy, we don't sell your jersey. You're not even...
My family has at least 4 of them, so that means I've only sold 7 jerseys?
It's like, what?
I thought that was funny. I was laughing at that in my head
tough.
For a while.
The guys who are changing their jersey numbers, either they're, you know, they got the money and didn't care, or they're not selling jerseys.
And hopefully they don't care.
Hopefully not.
Which then brings me to my last point. I mentioned him just a second ago in that example, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I'm not a Lamar Jackson fan. I think he plays an exciting brand of football.
Right.
I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback.
At this moment, here, let's think about it. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady's in the top 10 still.
Number 2, yeah.
Debatable. He's in the top 10 though. I'll concede that.
Dak, let's
start somewhere else.
Okay.
Let's start somewhere else. He has a broken leg. Let's start somewhere else.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a broken leg.
Yeah, he broke his leg.
Okay.
And he's only played, you know, one game since.
Fair.
So we'll see. He did look great.
He did look great. He did look
put him in there. Who cares? All right, there's 3.
Dak is a top
3. 3, sure, yeah,
I don't
sure.
know why we're
okay.
arguing about that.
Okay, there's 3. Russell Wilson.
You want to throw Matt Ryan in there?
Russell Wilson. No, shut up. That's mean. don't bury me on my take.
Mini Ben? Josh Allen's in there.
Josh Allen's in there.
Baker?
Baker's...
See, these are the guys who Lamar Jackson is around now.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to talk about is, where does Lamar Jackson fall in that middle of the pack? Because the more I watch him play, the more that teams are figuring him out and the less weapons he has to work with. Because it's been a long time.
Yeah, he also,
since
the
gotten
cupboard
drafted,
is bare.
And he has never had a weapon.
No.
He's never had a weapon.
He had some weapons for a little bit.
Go ahead.
I mean, they had a decent offense.
Because of Lamar Jackson, can you name me?
I guess so.
Can you name me more than 2 wide receivers and more than 2 good running backs he's had?
I mean, they had Ingram.
Okay.
All right, fine. All right, fine.
Like, it's the same. It's a very similar. Like, Lamar Jackson's the black Aaron Rodgers. Like he's just not getting any help at all and just expected to do it all. And so, like, I don't mean to take some shots at him, but it is a knock on him. He has not looked good. Like, he hasn't looked as good since that MVP season. It's just not a big digression. Or regression, I should
say. Marquise Brown was good. Is he still there?
Hollywood? I think he's still there, but he really hasn't done a ton.
He's athletic.
Yeah.
He's talented.
he is that.
Huh. Maybe he's not getting the ball to him.
I would be interested to see his season stats. But where does he rank inside of that little melting pot of 10 through 15?
He's probably 13.
I'm starting to think he's sliding more and more towards the bottom. He's never going to be the worst quarterback in the league. That's not what I'm saying. He's so athletic 13. And so talented, he can just make a play happen out of nowhere like that. Yeah. But there is the aspect of, like, teams have kind of figured him out a little bit.
Well, he's not as consistent as he used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, he used to have just a video game.
And again, I think that's because teams have figured out how to play him a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And maybe he's, you know, just losing a step a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, he's out playing one-on-one on the blacktop instead of actually going and work hard, which I forgot to mention. Very ironic. I won't say funny because I do feel bad for the guys who did actually get injured for the Ravens as they had a plethora of injuries, two knee injuries in the same like two plays. Like, yes. It was very unfortunate. But when I saw that, it reminded me of when everyone was making a big deal of Lamar Jackson playing basketball and running routes on a blacktop saying you don't want to risk your knees. And then three guys tear their ACLs at the Ravens practice facility. It's like, which one's safer, guys? Like, you can't make a guy look like an idiot for going and hanging out with the kids around the neighborhood and saying that he's going to tear his ACL than when three guys literally tear their ACLs on the practice field that he's on. It was a bad look for the media.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, maybe they, yeah.
But is he a top 10 quarterback?
Probably 13.
Jury's still out.
I stay 13. That's probably about the sweet spot. I mean, you could probably rearrange it to where he's 15. You could probably rearrange it to where he's like 10.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are so close in that middle portion. It's kind of what you value, you know, most at personally. Like, I don't think it's truly quantifiable. But
we can agree he's taken step backs or hasn't looked as good. And maybe it's not his fault. Like I said, it could be the offense's fault. They're just not helping him out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, it's production. Mm-hmm. You know, are you winning football games?
Got to have those numbies.
Are you, you know, your yards, touchdowns, you know, like what are you looking like on the field? Regard, you know, it doesn't matter what you have around you. Your place is still how you play.
Mm-hmm.
He's not played that great.
Speaking of Lamar Jackson, speaking of your Chiefs during this segment, the biggest game of this weekend, it's Sunday night. Chiefs in Baltimore. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger. Because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means at the end of the weekend, you can end it right by placing a $5 bet and winning $150. You heard that right. A $5 bet can win you $150. Tucker, I know you're a confident Chiefs fan.
I am.
I'm gonna have to side with you on this one. We just talked about how I'm losing a little hope in Lamar Jackson. He's 0-3 all time versus the Chiefs. His worst record against a single opponent.
Mm-hmm.
He can't beat Patrick Mahomes, the guy who he's gonna be attached to at the hip for his entire career. Do the Chiefs get it done, or does Lamar Jackson find a way to get over the hump?
I mean, almost unquestionably, the Chiefs are winning. It's prime time. I don't even care that it's on the road. The Chiefs are better top to bottom. Our defense had some issues, but that was more with a power run, offense that really, really, you know, bread and butter running the ball, then hit you with play action. They did it well all game. I don't think the Ravens are as good as the Browns. I simply don't. I think they're just not anymore. It's not how it is. I think the Chiefs, I think they roll. I think they win by two touchdowns.
Right now, the line is at -3.5, over-under set at 54. I'm going to go ahead and take my shot. I'm going to say over. And I think the Ravens keep it close. I don't know if I like money line yet, but I do like that 3.5. I really do think this is going to be a field goal game. I think the Ravens are going to try to bounce back hard after an embarrassing loss in that first game. I think the Chiefs are going to stick with me here. I think the Chiefs are going to try too hard to bounce back from. Obviously, they didn't lose, but it was a hard-fought game against the Browns. I think they might try a little bit too hard to overcorrect, to try to establish it. And I think someone's going to get caught out of position. I think you're going to see a couple blown coverages. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have either a long touchdown run or a long touchdown throw, which will get the game started. I think the Chiefs will end up winning it, but I think they'll be playing from behind for the most of the game, and you'll see yet again another 70-yard touchdown catch for Tyreek Hill as time expires type deal. I do think the Chiefs are going to win. I'm a little hesitant on the money line, but I think it's going to be a three-point game. Eileen, Ravens. +3.5. I like those points. And I think the line will move up in favor of the Chiefs as the week goes on. So if you want to hold on and
wait yet
and see where the line hits, because, I mean, if the line goes the other way and you can get a Chiefs team with a -1 point, go ahead and take that. If they win, they have to win by at least 1 point. You know what I mean? So, like, might as well take that. So that's my pick. But hold on. Don't bet yet. Wait until the lines. Wait until you find a line you like, because I don't love that 3.5, but I do think it's going to be a field goal game. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you guys up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get your money in as little as 24 hours. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up with promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, so they know we sent you. Like I said, it's just got to be before the Chiefs take on the Ravens. So if you really want to wait, I wouldn't. I would get in early before all the spots are taken. You know what I mean? But if you really want to wait, just get it in before the Chiefs take on the Ravens, Sunday Night Football, and use promo code OVERTIME so you can get that 30-1 odds on either team to win exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You must be 21 or present Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager and designated offer market max bonus. $150 bonus fulfilled. TN users in site credit in 72 hours. TN site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Problem gambling support. Call the TN Redline number 1-800-889-9789 against the TN Redline number 1-800-889-9789. Overtime's going to catch a quick break, but when we get back, I got a story as Tom Brenneman is back in the news yet again. I have a story about a hospital staff who is being forced to swear off Tylenol. And a story about if you bought chicken over the last decade, you could be entitled to financial compensation. All that and a whole lot more left after this. Hour 2 Overtime, rolling right along live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. A little breaking news out of the college basketball world. Coach K's final game has been set already, apparently. So we already know there's a retirement tour coming. We already know when the end of the road is as a probably not going to make the tournament this year. I kid, obviously, but fingers crossed, you know. Coach K's last home game at Duke will be versus UNC on March 5th. So mark your calendars and buy your champagne bottles and fireworks now so we can celebrate that the snake is out of the game.
Finally.
You can't spell snake without K.
You can't. It's right there in the middle.
Can't do it. It's the same way you can't spell stupid commie California without Cal, you know what I mean? Like, you just—he's a California commie. You can't spell California commie without Cal.
You can't do it. Facts.
It's all we're here to present is the facts.
Prevent facts.
That actually wouldn't be a bad news segment. Prevent facts. We just give you the opposite of facts. Yeah, we just lie to you.
We lie. Okay.
A lot.
I'm cool with that.
I think that's already been done by CNN.
Some have done that.
Fox.
Some have.
MSNBC.
Some have taken that approach.
Newsmax. Did you see the Newsmax guy lose it on a veteran today?
I did not.
Not trying to get too political. But there's,
no.
They're discussing on Newsmax, which is a right-leaning. It's like the, I'm trying to think of, what's the liberal one?
I don't know.
It's one of those. It's not like a cable news. It's not Fox or it's not CNN, but it's one of the ones that just like they are a right leaning. Like they no apologies. They are Republicans type deal and stuff. Like Fox at least tries to say that they're just journalists.
Sure.
Newsmax doesn't care. They were discussing the Afghanistan situation on air with a veteran, and the veteran just starts going, "Well, you know, it has been four presidencies, and the last presidency didn't do a ton." And he just like ends the call, flushes him, and starts screaming at him for complaining about Trump. It was. Very funny.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was very funny.
Yeah. Very well held together over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Well, you can't let veterans just have opinions. That's just stupid.
Can't do that.
I kid, obviously.
It's dangerous.
I kid. Their opinions matter the most. Shout out granddad. Shout out dad.
Shout out.
Shout out. Also, shout out to all my meat eaters out there. No pause on that one as the vegans lose again.
What? How they lose?
You bought chicken over the last decade. You could be eligible for a settlement payment.
You get money?
People who bought chicken products in the United States over the last decade could be eligible to receive payments as a part of a class action totaling $181 million.
That's not a lot of money per person.
Prosecutors in a class action lawsuit called Broiler Chicken Antitrust Litigation, that's a fancy name, the BCAL, alleged that a number of corporations, including Fieldale, Marjack, Pilgrims, and Tyson, quote, conspired to restrict the supply of and fix, raise, and stabilize the price of chicken, which is a violation of the federal and state consumer and antitrust laws. The defendants have allegedly denied the allegations.
So you're telling me that I could go get 58 cents... because I've eaten chicken before.
That's what I'm telling you. A legal notice authorized by the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois was posted Friday by law firm was posted by the law firm representing the plaintiffs in the case. It states anyone who purchased chicken in the country from January 1st, 2009 through December 31st, 2020 in several different U.S. states could be eligible to receive money pending final approval from the court.
Ooh.
A hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. on December 20th, 2021 to consider final approval on the settlement's agreements. Those eligible include any person or entity who purchased fresh or frozen raw chicken, whole cut-up bird, purchased within a package or white meat parts, including breast or wings. Chicken marketed as halal, kosher, free range, or organic is excluded from this settlement.
Mm. Okay. Cool.
Would you want to know the states?
Are we in it?
Eligible states include California, District of Columbia, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Rhode Island, after July 15th, 2013, they don't get the full decade, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee,
Woo!
Utah, and Wisconsin.
We got bad chicken, people. We ate bad chicken. But we get money for it now, like 50 cents or something like that.
Somewhere wrong there. If you,
that's a lot of people.
If you or a loved one has been injured by a chicken, go to the overchargeforchicken.com website or call 1-877-888-5428 and see if you're eligible and submit a claim.
You know, one thing about these.
You do have
like,
to submit a claim by December 31st, 2022.
Right. But how the way to submit a claim is a like they normally I've heard they want like a receipt proving
for
that you
chicken.
Purchased it, but the cutoff was a year ago.
Should I just go ahead and try to file a claim live on air?
You don't have a receipt.
That's why I'm asking. Should I try to file a claim live
sure,
on
man,
air?
Sure, man. I don't care. Whatever. You know, I got nothing planned. Assuming
that's a lot of personal information.
Yeah,
like
it's just all that crap.
Questionnaire
and probably a receipt for chicken that you purchased months ago, possibly. You know, a decade ago.
That's a good point by you. I'm gonna save that for later.
Okay, give us a report on it tomorrow. Maybe you can try it tonight. Maybe you can try to get your chicken money.
Get my chicken money.
Get your chicken money.
Get my chicken money on.
Have you bought chicken though, Will?
Oh, Tucker.
You personally?
Tucker.
With your money.
Do you think I haven't bought chicken?
Okay. Hey, I'm just saying.
I'm the kid.
Raw chicken?
Who goes, you said frozen.
Okay, frozen chicken, if that's fine.
Tyson chicken?
Sure.
I'm the kid who gets bullied for eating chicken tenders with fries and ranch all the
time.
Okay,
so that's all you eat?
Yeah, that's really all I eat. Remember, I used to before I worked in the kitchen at Seasons, I was good friends with the kitchen, and they used to just they knew what I liked because it was just chicken tenders and fries with ranch on the side every single time. So every night for a shift, they would just accidentally at the end of the night just make a kid's meal, chicken tenders and fries meal, and be like, "Oh, I thought we got it rang in. I guess Will gets it." And it was always very nice.
Wow,
I always
what a
bunch
of nice people.
Yeah,
that's good.
Definitely wasn't because I caught him doing drugs or anything and threatened to snitch on him or anything.
You blackmailed
like that.
These poor workers that just want to make money and go home.
No, I kid.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I do. I kid.
Okay, cool.
I kid. A hospital system in Arkansas is making a bit more difficult for staffs to receive a religious exemption from its COVID-19 vaccination mandate.
Why are they doing that?
Are you interested?
Sure, I mean, sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyways.
Sure, man.
The hospital is now requiring staffs to also swear off extremely common medicines such as Tylenol, Tums, and even Preparation H. What does that do?
That is, I've never had to use it.
I think that's a good thing.
I think it's butt cream.
Is it butt cream?
I think it's butt cream, to be honest with you.
Do you want me to Google it so that's not in your search history?
But I no, it's not butt cream at
Prep
all.
H.
No, it's women's health. I believe it's women's health. It's women's health. My God, it's women's health.
No.
Is it butt cream?
Temporarily relieves swelling, burning, pain, and itching caused by hemorrhoids.
It's butt cream.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm glad we covered that.
You got really scared when it had to do with periods.
Well, I just felt bad calling it.
No, don't let them know it's a sanitary napkin.
Don't tell them. It's not for the butt. No.
Oh, it's for the front butt. It's for the front butt.
Anyways, what about whatever you were just saying?
The move was made to, was promoted when Conway Regional Health System noticed an unusual uptick in vaccine exemption requests that cited the use of fetal cell line in development and testing of vaccines. A lot of people were like, "Hey, man, we don't want all that fetal cell stuff being used with our vaccines. That's against our religion because our religion also says that you can't kill a baby." That's been the take, anyways, of these people.
Okay.
And quote, "This significantly disproportionate to what I've seen or what we've seen with the influenza vaccine," Matt Troop, president and CEO of Conway Regional Health System, told Beaker's Hospital Review in an interview Wednesday. Thus, Troop went on, "We provided a religious attestation form for those individuals requesting a religious exemption." He said the form includes a list of 30 commonly used medicines that fall into the same category as the COVID-19 vaccine in their use of fetal cell line. Conway Regional said the list includes Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, Aspirin, Tums, Lipitor, Senocot, Motrin, Ibuprofen, Maxlox, Exalax, HIV-1, Benadryl, Sudafed, Preparation H, MMR vaccine, Claritin, Zoloft, Prilosec, OTC.
Prilosec,
OTC.
It's Larry the Cable Guy's
and
thing.
Azithromycin. So just basically all the medicines that have ever been invented has been used by the greatness of science with this fetal cell. And I don't even know really what it means. Like, I understand the basis terms of fetal cell probably means fetuses and it's their cells. And then you practice on the human cells to see how the human cells react to them. So I guess I can understand how that's a deterrent.
I think they use
people,
umbilical cords these days.
But I don't think people know what they're talking about, and that's what Conway Regional notes, that the list includes commonly used and available drugs, but that is not an all-inclusive list of such medicines. There are many more medicines that you can get and use that, again, fall under the same lines. Employees are asked to attest that they truthfully acknowledge and affirm that my sincerely held religious belief is consistent and true, and that they do not and will not use the medications and any others like them. It's basically just calling their bluff, which I like
yes.
a lot. I like it a lot.
It is, yeah. I mean,
like, again, if you have a religious exemption, that's one thing. I don't necessarily agree with it or believe you, but it's freedom of religion. I'm not going to sit here and come on down on your rights because that is an actual violation of freedom, vaccine mandates
correct.
Or not.
Yes.
But if you have a religious exemption, I'm not going to come down. But you got to keep that same energy. You have to have a consistent take, if you will. And
yeah.
I liked
the hospital is promoting that.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad move at all.
Not a bad move at all.
Didn't know that stuff was in so many things.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize it because a lot of people aren't smart. They just listen to one take and then they run with it. Just like we do with sports. I'm not singling anybody out. You know what I mean? Like, we do the exact same thing. Our whole entire show is just overreactions to what we see in week one this past week. You know what I mean? Like, that's all we've done. So I'm not hating on anybody, but that is just what it is. You've got people always scream, do your own research. We should probably do more research, not your own. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to come up with your own conclusions. You can listen to people, but just do more research. Know what's going on.
Bit.
Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of people who don't really know what's going on, Tom Brenneman won't shut up.
Oh, no.
Tom Brenneman says fans want him back on TV.
Who has said this?
Tom Brenneman claims most fans he runs into want him back on air. Former MLB and NFL player who uttered an anti-gay slur last year that was caught on a hot mic ultimately resigned from his position as his TV voice of the Cincinnati Reds after being suspended. It says roughly 6 months after the August 2020 incident, Fox Sports did not renew his contract. Wow, shocker. If I'm in a grocery store or getting a cup of coffee at the local convenience shop, 99% of the people I bump into all hear, we wish you were back. We miss you. Let's say it's an even 90%. Are execs going to make the decision to appease to the 10%? Wouldn't you listen to the massive 90% that are all homophobic?
I mean, I've not really heard anyone be like, we miss you, Tom. Nobody. Even Folky.
Didn't like him.
Didn't like him to begin with.
No.
And then that happened. He was like, oh, cool, he's gone.
Yeah, it was one of those like Mike Richards things where like they just found a way to get him out of there.
Yeah,
I
mean, dude. Everybody likes your dad.
Yeah, I think he's downplaying the fact that people don't want him back on TV. I think he thinks that people want him back on TV because they remember him from TV. Because I'm pretty sure 99% of the people who see him just go, and there's a deep drive to left field.
Yeah, it's funny.
4-0 ball game. Like that would what people would talk to him about. But Brenneman 58 was caught saying one of the bleep capitals of the world in a clip quickly spread on social media while the context of the comment was previously unclear. David J. Halberstam wrote in the Sports Broadcast Journal that it was a reference to San Francisco.
Okay.
Hammer Sam did an interview with him, and apparently Tom Brenneman let him know that it was a reference to San Francisco.
I think he might have been in the room with him.
Maybe.
And like knew the full context.
He also did do
down.
An interview. On the TV pregame show, when I wasn't aware that we were on air, but the mic was hot, I made a homophobic remark. Although it wasn't on air, the clip made its way to the internet and went viral from there. There's no defending the word I used in any form or fashion. I've owned up to it every second since, Brenneman told Halberstam. The moment it left my lips, I knew it was over. No, you didn't. You didn't know the hot mic was on.
You didn't know the mic was on.
It was just a matter of time. I anticipated a suspension and a lot of backlash. Brenneman went on to defend former Sacramento Kings play-by-play voice Grant Napier, who was fired last year after he wrote on Twitter, "All lives matter, every single one of them." The tweet came amid Black Lives Matter protests following the killing of George Floyd, for which former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. I don't think they would add all those charges if they were wrong. How do you justify it? What did he do? Brenneman said of Napier. If we live in an environment that BLM matters, don't all lives matter? That makes you racist? How ludicrous is that? Napier is one of the greatest guys in our business. So he was going decent for a second of like, the people I run into really want me back.
Yeah, you would have been okay just
and then
leaving
out of nowhere,
that.
He just came in with a really semi-racist statement. Brenneman told Halberstam that he's, quote, become a board member for a children's home here in Cincinnati area that utilizes primarily for kids thrown out of their homes because they're gay. Says Bob Costas has also been helpful to him, even recommending him for the Cubs play-by-play job this fall. He said that Bob Costas told him the crime doesn't fit the punishment. And then Bob Costas called him the F-slur.
Wow. Yep. Tom, Tom, nobody wants you back. I've really not noticed it, to be honest with you. It's just another guy saying home run, whatever.
No, Tom Brenneman, you idiot.
The only thing you ever gave us was your apology.
Yeah.
And calling the home run in the middle of it. That's the only thing you ever did for me.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's not much.
I just don't understand how there is a children's home in Cincinnati that is primarily used for kids getting thrown out of their homes because they're gay. How do we not have a supportive parent system or a supportive system to where kids can't just get thrown out because of sexual orientation? This is a little bit more of a grand scam than I was ready to make, but like that really pisses me off that parents don't have to be parents just because like their son wants to have sex with dudes.
Well, I don't think it's like encouraged.
I guess that really upsets me that there's even
it's a horrible thing.
There's even a need for that. Nonetheless, I don't believe him. Like I don't think someone who's known for saying a anti-gay slur would be really A, helpful, B, invited to a place where a lot of gay people are struggling with their emotions and struggling with being gay. It would be like the other Michael Richards trying to go to a NAACP meeting. It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
But I don't know. That was a little bit more of a grandstand than I wanted to make. The main point is Tom Brenneman, please stop talking. You've already done enough to get yourself in trouble. Like
you're not helping.
If he just shuts up, he might be back. But I have a feeling that the people are not going to like them.
I don't.
If we live in an environment that BLM matters, don't all lives matter? If we live in an environment where black people are treated the same, does that not mean that white people are treated the same? Is basically what he's saying. Which, when he asked the question, that makes you racist? Yes, Tom, a little bit. That's not ludicrous, man. That's just how it is. Like that's just life. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. It would be different if there were like great things that have been said about him. From what all I've heard, he's not the greatest dude.
It wasn't like overwhelmingly liked.
Exactly. Norm MacDonald, for example, God rest his soul. I don't mean to bring him up in every instance I bring up, but it's just on my mind because he passed away recently. Comedians like them, who are insanely talented and insanely well-liked because they're kind of playing a character or a part, can get away with saying some of those things. Like, Norm MacDonald has a joke where he says the F slur in it that went re-viral and no one said anything about it. Because A, it's a good joke, and B, they knew he was joking. Tom Brenneman wasn't joking. He didn't know the mic was on. He's just a homophobe.
Yeah, he got caught.
Like, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. You want to play some birthdays in a second?
Sure. Yeah, I'm down.
Actually, I did want to bring up one last thing.
Oh.
If you have seen, I'm going to find the tweet real quick. It's a bad tweet to bring up because it's a picture, but UT Police tweeted out today, do you know this man? Doing a lot of true crime on this show today.
Yeah.
Suspect used a credit card stolen from an elderly victim at the Bowling Green game, 9-2 football game, to make $300 or $350 in purchases inside of Neyland Stadium. He also took other personal belongings from the victim. Recognize him, call, and see. So,
what a jerk.
Go check out the UT Police Department.
Yeah. Go find that guy.
Get that guy. He's not a Vol.
No, not a Vol. Not a Vol at all.
Not a Vol at all.
There's a picture. Go out. Someone knows who that is. Snitch.
I don't know if they're going to be able to figure out because he just looks like a lot of people
I've
seen before.
He does. I've seen the picture. It's tough. He's tough to pick out.
Yeah. He's looks
a
like,
regular
he
looking
looks like,
fella.
He looks like Larry the Cable Guy's grandson.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. But you don't deserve to wear that tee. You should take it off.
No.
Your chest, you stupid idiot.
Not a VFL.
But this man is Overtime's OT, VP, Overtime's most valuable player.
Who?
This man right here.
The criminal?
I've already chosen.
No. No. He is not. No, he's not.
This man.
No.
Come on down. Come collect your trophy. I promise we won't turn you in. Come on down.
Yeah.
Come collect your trophy. You, sir, are the Overtime Listener of the Week.
You won.
The OTVP, the Overtime Valuable Player
of
the Week. Come on down and claim your trophy.
Come on down.
Like I said, I promise we won't call the
Call the station right now and tell us your name to submit your prize.
And preferably address.
Yes. And whereabouts.
Maybe social security number, credit card. Maybe just hand over the credit card and we can call it even.
Yeah, we'll take your identity.
No. The elderly woman's credit card. Let's just go ahead and max it out.
Yeah, there's probably still a little bit left on there.
Birthday's next. It's time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only thing that's different is the names and the day. Tucker, take it away.
All righty. We actually have some good birthdays today. Decent crop, solid amount. This guy, first name, Dallas, Texas, 29 years old.
Oh, I thought his first name was Dallas for a second.
From
like,
Dallas,
you
Texas.
You probably shouldn't tell me that.
From Dallas, Texas, 29 years old, a pop singer. A very, very famous pop singer.
How old would you say, 29?
29.
Sounds good.
Pop performer. Let's see. Hold on. He starred in a Disney series about his family. He appeared in some other Disney films involving music. He was in Jumanji, The Next Level. Okay. He dated Miley Cyrus from June 2006 until December 2007. He was in a boy band.
So it's one of the Jonas Brothers is what I'm getting from this.
He was in a boy band.
It's not Kevin.
Let's see. I'll give you some more specific ones.
You wouldn't do Kevin, so I'm
Kevin
down.
Sucks.
Kevin's only hint is he's diabetic, so
right?
I'm going to have to go with the most famous one, and then I'll go to the next famous one if it's wrong, but Nick Jonas.
It is Nick Jonas's okay. birthday.
I figured you would do Nick Jonas before you ever did Joe Jonas or Kevin Jonas, but there was still the maybe.
Happy birthday to
Joe.
Nick Jonas. Cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, that some of their music back in the day was
Cake
pretty good.
Cake by the Ocean.
Solid. Solid song.
Don't understand it. Like, is that a butt,
I don't either.
Is that a butt cheek reference?
Possibly,
we're
yes.
We're going to be eating cake by the ocean?
I think so, yeah. I do believe so. Next person.
Doesn't sound like a bad time.
Newton.
The ocean's the part I don't like.
Newton, Massachusetts. 50 years old, 1971. TV actress. Very, very famous female TV actress. A Saturday Night Live star.
You said she's 71?
No, born in 71.
Oh, my fault.
50 years old.
I got you.
50 years old SNL star.
Tina Fey.
No. She won a Golden Globe for TV shows on NBC. She was in Mean Girls, Baby Mama, Blades of Glory, Wet Hot American Summer. She's famous for her Hillary Clinton impersonation on Saturday Night Live. She co-anchored the Weekend Update with her good friend Tina Fey. She was in Parks and Rec.
Oh, it's not the new girl. It's Amy Poehler. I was thinking of the person who does the Hillary impressions now. I was like, there's no way in hell I'm pulling that name.
Nope.
But I had to think back. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. That makes sense. They were in a couple of movies together, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, I think Tina Fey was the one in Baby Mama. I think they were in that movie together.
That sounds right.
Maybe.
There's a scene of like one of them pissing in a sink.
That happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. St. Louis, Missouri. 28 years old, born in 93, 28, okay. A music producer, 28 years old. I don't know if you know this person's real name, Leland Wayne.
Is it Little Wayne?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know that's not his real
okay.
name, by the way. It's Dwayne Carter.
Yeah, he's a record producer who's produced instrumentals for hip-hop artists, including Ludacris, Migos, Future, Wiz Khalifa.
I'm just
going
to have to
Minaj.
Run down like the two I know, and then it's going to be like, I'm not going to know it if it's not Mike Will Made It or Metro Boomin.
It is Metro Boomin's
okay.
birthday.
Okay. Like, those are the
Metro
only two,
Boomin!
Those are the only two producers I like know off the top
and
of my head.
And they're like the Michael
are,
Jordan.
That are mainstream.
Yeah.
Anyways, like I know a couple of like producers I like The Alchemist, but like
right.
you're not going to do The Alchemist on birthdays.
Right, no. No, I wouldn't. 89 years old when this person tragically passed away, unfortunately passed away in 2015 at the age of 89. Lived a long life. Born in 1925.
Took the tragic title away from their
tragic,
death real quick.
Tragic seems to, you know, it was an accident or, you know, something happened. He was 89. I assume he went peacefully, I would think, right? You know, I felt like
it
tragically.
It wasn't a tragedy or anything, but
I
he
mean,
did
it's
die
sad.
In 2015.
I said, unfortunately, I kept the sad connotation on there. We're fine.
Tragically, actually, thank God, in 2015.
He was a legendary blues guitarist.
B.B. King?
It's B.B. King's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel mean for laughing. I love B.B. King.
I do, too.
But
he's a legend.
That was a very funny, the disrespect you just gave B.B.
King. It wasn't disrespect. I didn't think, because like a tragedy is like a
thing. It was
thing.
About time, man. 2015
no,
rolled around.
Come on. I don't know what happened. It's a tragedy. It was a tragedy for the world to lose B.B. BB King. I was correct the first time.
That's just
sorry.
Accidental comedy. That's the best version
of it. I didn't
mean
to. Oh, God. Yeah.
We got time for a couple more?
Yeah. Here, let's see if you know. No, not that one. We'll just go the easy peasies real quick. 27 years old, born in Biloxi, Mississippi. A football player from Biloxi, Mississippi.
Biloxi.
Who has played for the Seattle Seahawks.
I have to take my advantage of being able to correct you every now and then. It's also DK Metcalf.
No.
Dang it.
Where he
got real cocky.
He played for the Seahawks, where he joined the team in 2017 as a seventh-round draft pick.
Tyler Lockett?
Nope. He attended Oklahoma State. He had his first receiving touchdown in Week 3 against the Tennessee Titans. I don't know why they threw that in there, but I'm glad they did.
That's mean.
Let's see. Oh, family life. He posted a photo of his father to his Instagram in 2017 to wish him a happy Father's Day. So that was
probably
cool.
A lot of people did on Father's Day in 2017.
I'm glad they threw that in there. He's a running back.
Rashad Penny?
Nope.
Chris Carson?
It's Chris Carson.
Okay. Yeah. Those are the only two like non-mainstream running backs.
Yeah. You want another running back real quick?
Sure.
Alabama. He was born the whole state. 26 years old. A football player. he was big. Not a small person. 26, football player, running back. Began his college career with the Oklahoma Sooners in 2014, but I believe he transferred. He committed to the school after playing at Hendrickson. Who cares? That's a high school. He set a FBS record for rushing yards in a single game with 427 in a game against the University of Kansas in 2014. Do you know who owns the record?
What?
Rushing record.
What did you just say? What?
This guy owns the FBS record for rushing yards in a single game with 427 yards in a game against the University of Kansas.
I got you. What did you say after that? You caught me off guard, and then I forgot everything you said.
I was just asking, do you know who the record holder is?
Oh, yeah, it's Samaje Perine.
It's Samaje Perine's birthday.
Okay. Sorry, you confused me with the way you phrased that. I just was caught up. I knew it was Samaje Perine when you said, because Melvin Gordon set the record the week before that, and the Samaje Perine broke it the next day.
That is exactly what happened. But we got some other birthdays. I don't know. I'll give you this one, oldie. 1934, on this date, born in Washington, D.C., died in 2021 at age 86. Huh?
Was it tragic? 86?
86. On the line, you know. Possibly disheartening.
Okay.
Basketball player, legendary basketball player, NBA Hall of Fame forward who played for the Minneapolis and Los Angeles Lakers from 1958 to 1971. He was named to 11 NBA All-Star games and had his number 22 jersey retired by the Lakers. Anything yet?
James Worthy?
Nope, he was the...
It's going to be a challenge. I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm clueless as of right now. I haven't kept up with the deaths.
EB. Legendary basketball
Elgin
player.
Baylor.
It's Elgin Baylor's birthday.
I would have never pulled that if you didn't give me the initials. That's a hard name, but yeah.
That is a hard name to pull.
Shout out BB King.
Shout out to all the birthdays.
Shout out to all the birthdays out there.
Nick Jonas can get another shout out if you want, you know. He's not less cool.
Say hi to your diabetic brother for me. And the other one. We'll be back tomorrow, guys.
We love you guys.